This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We've got a lot to talk about. Apparently there was a jogger in China who was jogging with his mask on for, you know, social distancing purposes, and he ends up getting a pneumothorax. I've never really heard of a mask causing you to have a pneumothorax, but we're going to talk about that. We're going to talk about how, I think it's Cal State Fullerton, I need to double check, but some of the Cal State universities are not going to reopen in the fall. They will just resume online classes. Why? Because they're preparing for the second wave. Paul Manafort got released from jail, right? That was wasn't it Trump's first chief of staff? Anyway, he was in jail for about a year, and now he's being released on self-home isolation, right, because of coronavirus in the jails. So my guess is this is a real good time to commit a crime, because then you get to just stay home and watch Netflix like we've already been doing, you know? So very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So many of the casinos in Las Vegas have come up with guidelines and what they're going to do to reopen, because whether you live in Vegas or not, you're like, okay, when Vegas reopens, or like when Disneyland reopens, we're good. So people are kind of watching going, okay, well, you know, we're kind of the barometer of crowds and people coming in and international travelers, and so what we're going to do, you know, could hopefully be replicated, you know, successfully. Here's the problem. Las Vegas had a recent reopening, right, on May 9th. We got to have phase one reopening. Over the last few days, I can't tell you how many businesses I have heard from that are closing. The reopening didn't work. Restaurants, a lot of them, had difficulty with the only two or three people in the kitchen because of social distancing. Can't have a full crew in the kitchen if you have to have 6 feet social distancing. You also can't really break even if you have to cut your volume by half. I heard from a salon owner. We had just all reopened, a bunch of us with salons. I heard from them yesterday saying they're out. You know, from a salon perspective, the salons, it was very interesting. With salons, they had said to be at half capacity, so you could only see half the number of clients, right? Or only have each working chair you had to be 6 feet apart. So if you have a small salon, you only have two people working. I get it, which is fine. But you couldn't do walk-ins. You had to only do appointments. So once staff starts to call out, now if you have an appointment, you're committed. As opposed to if it was walk-ins, like a lot of salons are, like, you know, the more, you know, lower price end haircuts, people can just walk in. If you don't have staff, you could just close down early, put up a sign saying, sorry, guys, no more walk-ins because, you know, our staff called out. So a lot of people don't kind of understand what's going on with staff. You know, why are businesses who were able to reopen so quickly deciding to throw in the towel? Well, you're only as good as your staff. If you have fantastic staff, you're great. If you have staff that don't want to work, if you have staff that are afraid to come in, if you have staff that want to kind of limit their hours and still try to get unemployment, which I don't know if they're allowed to do, but I hear a lot of staff are trying to still be able to get that $600 by claiming that they didn't get enough hours when they returned back to work, which I don't think you're allowed to do that, because technically you're supposed, you know, employers are supposed to give them their same shifts back roughly. So if you don't have employees that are ready to come back, then you can't staff appropriately, and then you can't be open. In Nevada, there was a huge, I believe, caravan, a huge demonstration in front of the casinos of staff workers, union workers, et cetera, who are concerned about safety measures opening up and coming back into a casino. And they have a right to be. So we're talking about reopening. We're talking about reopening the economy. We're talking about getting business back. We're talking about hiring people back. But there's a lot of things at play. And what I'm seeing is for a lot of people or a lot of businesses, it just doesn't work. And so if I'm seeing that salons, after finally being able to reopen and reopen first in Nevada, have to throw in the towel. We're lucky. We're very, very lucky. We got great staff. We got great clients. So far, so good on us personally. But if you have salons and restaurants, some of my favorite restaurants are closing. They're just done. It starts to make you think that maybe we need to do a trial run, especially when we're looking at these big companies like casinos. All right? If the casino industry, you know, can't open up, Nevada's in trouble. Not to mention a lot of other, shall we say, satellite, jobs and industries that rely on our booming, you know, economy. L.A., we had just found out, has been now going to extend their shutdown until August. So if you're in Nevada, if L.A. is on shutdown, okay, you're kind of screwed. Even though people are still leaving the state to go to Utah to get their hair done or whatever. But, if you have other states on shutdown and you have employees that might not want to go back to work and you have social distancing guidelines that sound good on paper, I suggest, for the love of the Lord, have somebody do a trial run before the reopening. I think a lot of salon owners and restaurant owners and businesses and retail stores got a smack in the face of reality this last weekend. And they said to themselves, wait a second, this doesn't work. And I'm seeing what they want to do in casinos. They want to maybe put plexiglass in between players. They want to avoid standing at tables except for craps. You got to stand playing craps. They want to avoid lines at check-in, where you do online check-in and then you get your key and you go straight to your room. They want to get rid of buffets. They want to cut back the number of people coming to the casino. They're going to hold off on shows. All right, that sounds great on paper. It's a beautiful plan. Here's our plan. Get us open. But is it really going to be realistic? We have the owners of the Venetian, Sheldon Adelson, he's paying all his staff still. Fantastic. A guy. He's still paying his staff, still paying everybody, hopefully until they reopen. They're planning on reopening in June. My guess is, assuming the governor allows it. But I just beg everybody to get a trial run going. Because if you see that it's not very realistic, you might want to rechange the guidelines, or we might need to have new discussions, because it doesn't make sense to reopen and then people decide that they're going to have to go under anyway. 1-877-DOC-THALLY. Don't go away.
Hello, I'm a bald person. Which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendivite. I've been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure. Really helped the. I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also, I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. They're just really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel for working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I want to hear from you guys because I'm seeing what's going on social media. And both sides are accusing each other of extremes. And those of us in the middle never get heard. And those of us in the middle are the ones that figure stuff out. You know, a lot of you might not perceive me as the middle because there are a few political events that had happened that I had, you know, really disagreed with, like the ACA, I think was one of the biggest clusters ever written. I had, you know, some bones to pick with George Bush Sr. So I, depending on what happened, all right, I will pick a side and I will, you know, fight for that item. I won't just say I'm right. I won't say I'm left. I won't say I'm independent. Yeah, I might fall into a category, but to me, it's an issue. I have a stand on an issue, and that's my stand on the issue. that you don't have to lump me into one political party or not. But when it comes to coronavirus, what's very, very interesting is the political parties of, in the beginning, started to kind of form the two rifts. But I'm finding that you have a lot of people on the right that are still afraid of the virus and like the shutdown. You got a lot of people on the left going, can we please reopen? And so I found very early on that this isn't a right-left thing. It isn't a conservative-liberal thing. However, there are some trends per political party, right? Republicans really like to get the economy going, wanting to show that Trump did great with the economy and can still continue. You know, liberals, you know, might want to show, you know, look, you know, we are for safety first. You know, the economy wasn't sustainable. There's obviously going to be politics in this. The problem is whenever there's politics, things don't get done and things don't get done right. We were just talking about how we can't get a lot of employees to come back to work because of the extra $600 unemployment. Mind you, I think it's fantastic to offer the extra money if they aren't allowed to go back to work. But now what do you do when they're being offered a full-time job and they don't want to go back to work because they're making more money on unemployment? So, you see, we need the middle of the roaders. We need people with common sense helping make a lot of these decisions. And nobody listens to us. And we don't really have a name. So I like to call us the common sensors. Okay? We're the ones that realize coronavirus can kill. It's a virus. It's deadly. Absolutely. But we also realize that if you have a city that's completely defunct and not operating and people are out of work, that could be deadly too. Now, you don't hear about that in the news. You hear that, you know, people that want the economy reopened, that they're for killing people. And they don't care about killing people and, you know, they're just money hungry. Then you also hear on the other side that it's all about ruining the election so Trump can't win. It's all about, you know, messing with the upcoming election. And, God, there are so many of us that are in the middle, and we don't give a crap about the election. We don't give, you know, we it's not that we give a crap about money. We're just taking a look at the current situation and going, guys, common sense dictates this is screwed. We are completely screwed. And nobody's listening to us. So we're going to have to start speaking up. So what do we stand for? And again, I can't speak for all of us because again, it just doesn't fit one box. But what I am deducing, all right, and summarizing from what I see on social media is those of us that are common sensors, we are worried about the deadly virus, but we don't want an economy completely shut down over it. And so we have some suggestions, those of us with common sensors, okay? Some of our suggestions I've talked about on the show already. All right. Can somebody tell us what the regular death toll is per month of flu, heart disease, pneumonia, and how many of those cases are going on? Can somebody also in the spreadsheet tell us if any of those deaths were also coronavirus related and put under the coronavirus column? Can somebody look at the coronavirus deaths and tell us was it coronavirus induced where somebody started to get the cough, started to get the fever, then got shortness of breath, then started to get sicker and sicker, like we saw with Boris Johnson. Boris Johnson with the UK, it looked like he followed that trend where he started with the simple symptoms and then they got worse. All right. How many of those coronavirus cases did we really have? Or did somebody come in with a rip-roaring pneumonia? You guys tested him for coronavirus, found, oh, he looks like he also says coronavirus. Let's just log in under that column. You know, these columns can be spread. If anybody has access to a spreadsheet, it's really easy to divide that stuff up. So those of us who are common sensors just kind of want the numbers. If we find out, all right, and again, common sensors are very open to knowledge and very open to data, okay, because again, we're not, there's no political gain. There's no emotional, you know, rhetoric, all right? Give us the numbers so we could determine, is coronavirus worse than flu? Is coronavirus deadlier than flu? Is coronavirus milder than flu? Did flu put us in this position? You know, I talked about last year when we had that horrible year where we had 80,000 flu deaths in America. Many of them were pneumonia. So I had suggested, why aren't we advocating more pneumonia vaccines? If more people were dying of flu-related deaths and the number one cause of death is pneumonia, then why aren't we advocating more flu were pneumonia shots, which, by the way, again, here with coronavirus, us common sensors would like to know, what is the number one cause of death that we're seeing of these 83,000? Are they getting a streptococcus pneumonia? Are they getting a bacterial pneumonia? Or is it the coronavirus lung failure? We're assuming a lot of it is a coronavirus lung failure, but how many of them was strep pneumonia? If it was, are we vaccinating people against strep pneumonia? Are we vaccinating 40-year-olds, 50-year-olds? Are, you know, can we start vaccinating younger individuals? See, we common sensors are using common sense. All right? What are people dying of? Heart disease. If we are seeing people have coronavirus-related heart attacks, then should we be taking those people that are heart vulnerable and already doing some maybe more prophylactic measures? No, because most people aren't going in for their preventative. These family doctor's offices have been closed. The internal medicine offices are closed. We're not getting the regular treadmills. We're not getting the regular EKGs. Nobody's doing their blood work for cholesterol. If we're really worried about coronavirus-related deaths, then why can't we reopen? And everybody says, well, they're supposed to be open, but yeah, staff is too afraid to come back, so there's no PPE, so these clinics aren't opening. But why aren't we being more proactive about the blood pressure or their diabetes? We know that the people who are diabetic or have high blood pressure are more at risk for coronavirus. So why the hell aren't these doctor's offices opening and having staff and having PPE so we could still control their diabetes? If you have a diabetic in control, and if you have somebody whose blood pressure is in control, they might not die of coronavirus like somebody with out of control blood pressure and out of control diabetes. But nobody's thinking about that. Also, we common sensors would kind of like, you know, a table. Again, simple with Excel, people. A table of all these treatments, remdesivir, hydroxychloroquine, these other arthritic medications and monoclonal antibodies and serum and all the other stuff. Let's just look at a table and see who did well, how many people got saved, and at what date, at what time frame into their illness they got it, so that we could deduce, oh, okay, well, maybe we need to treat people early. Maybe we need to treat people with hydroxychloroquine early. Maybe we need to be examining their hearts, and those people with heart diseases not get hydroxychloroquine. This is a simple spreadsheet that can be made within a day. We have the data. It's on the computer. Somebody make a flipping spreadsheet. That's what common senses are about. Common senses are also about, well, when it comes to the economy, okay, one, we need to protect our workers. Let's do testing. Let's allow them to have some protective equipment and you know, let's allow them to have some sort of distancing from customers. When it comes to schools, let's have a ready makeshift switch where if we do have a deadly flu season or this polio-like illness and these things that can really, really, you know, affect kids, because coronavirus didn't affect kids as much as others. We have a switch where we could say, all right, guys, we're going online for the next couple weeks. We're going to sterilize the school, clean the school, and see if we could, you know, keep kids out of harm's way. All right, why, you know, we need that ready. We also need, you know, for jobs and employers to, you know, be having, again, that kill switch where, guys, all right, we're going to go online for the next 2 weeks. You're going to work from home. We're working on that. We're working on that slowly, but that's what a lot of us common sensors are for. So are you a common sensor or are you an extremist? And again, I'm not trying to give you a loaded question, but I am sick and tired of hearing people accuse each other of wanting death or wanting money. And that's not what we want. Okay, we want our kids to be able to have Halloween. We want to see our sick relative in a nursing home. We want to see our vibrant city, Las Vegas, working again. All right? We're common sensors. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, But what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In the face of a growing economic recession caused by the coronavirus pandemic, Fed Chairman Jerome Powell saying this morning there is little chance that the Federal Reserve Board would ever reach for negative interest rates. Powell saying they have a good toolkit, and that's what they plan to use to navigate the current economic crisis. And he adds the economy will be coming back once the pandemic winds down.
The virus is the cause, not the usual suspects. Something worth keeping in mind as we respond.
There are rumors swirling this morning that U.S. Senator Tammy Duckworth is being considered as the vice presidential pick by presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden. The Illinois Democrats saying on ABC's The View that it's breathtaking to possibly be considered as Biden's running mate. And this is USA Radio News. The head of the U.S. Senate, Republican leader Mitch McConnell, defending the work of the Senate as the coronavirus crisis continues. He says lawmakers need to continue to multitask because a lot of threats and other obligations are not going away.
When great nations confront profound challenges at home, their enemies and competitors do not politely pause their own efforts until the situation becomes more stable.
Meanwhile, Senate Minority Leader Democrat Chuck Schumer is defending a massive new stimulus package that's being pushed by Democrats in the U.S. House. Speaking on the Senate floor, Schumer called it an urgent and necessary response to the coronavirus pandemic, and he accused Senate Republicans of just saying no to any consideration of that latest House bill. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi pushing for passage of that more than $3 trillion stimulus package. She told MSNBC that it's about humanity and that the bill would also boost coronavirus testing, and this is USA Radio News.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327. Or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Maybe, maybe you'll swim back to me when I tell you you're just so pretty. Maybe, maybe.
All right. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. Okay, so we might have a VP pick for Joe Biden. We don't have a lot of news. This is just some breaking news. Sorry, let me pull it up. But we have a Senator Tammy Duckworth. She's an Illinois Democrat who is being considered as the vice presidential pick by presumptive Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden. She had said on ABC's The View that it is, quote, breathtaking to possibly be considered as Biden's running mate, but that she will leave the Biden camp to their process. Not like leaving like a mad ear, but, you know, letting them do what they need to do. She also said she is working hard to see Biden elected president in November. So I don't know much about her, yeah, she seems happy. I had don't know. If I was ever offered vice president, I would be very nervous. And the reason why I would be nervous is everybody looks at the vice president as the one who's going to be, you know, plotting the assassination of the president. And they don't, all right? Nobody's worried about Mike Pence or whatever, but, you know, with all the rumors with Lyndon B. Johnson, you know, I would not want to be the vice president role because I just don't want people thinking that of me, you know? Because I'd be like, oh my gosh, you know, I'm vice president. I don't have to do a lot of work. You know, I get to, you know, I get to look pretty and, you know, and then I get to, you know, run for office and I get, you know, a huge step. I get a huge, you know, push forward to running for president later. But it's going to be very, very interesting to see who he decides to pick. You know, this idea that, well, he's going to pick a woman. He's just going to pick a woman. It's a little insulting to us women, by the way, you know. Where the only reason why a woman is going to be making it that far is because there has to be a decree, that there has to be a concrete, concerted effort, that it has to be a woman. I would have rather Biden had said, you know what, I'm going to pick the best person for the job, and then it ended up being a woman. But once everybody says, we're going to pick a woman, we're going to pick a woman, it's insulting, you know? Like, we're going to pick an African-American, we're going to pick a Latina, we're going to pick a, you know, Asian-American. We're going to, it kind of puts us back in progress, okay? You know, we aren't supposed to need your help. We don't need you to stop the press, send memos, make a decree or a new rule that it has to be female just so we get that role. Okay. If I ever become vice president, it's because, damn, she earned it. It's not because, oh, well, we need a woman. I hate that. I hate that idea that, you know, oh, well, we don't have a lot of girls, so let's pick a girl. No. Okay. That just puts us back. All right. Pick somebody that you think is qualified. And if it happens to be a female, great. But when you say it ahead of time, it just puts us back. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So on the college front, and I talk a lot about the college front because I'm watching these lawsuits very carefully, and I'm watching how a college is going to be able to stay open when you have packed stadiums, right, seating in classes. Well, my lectures, I made my lectures mandatory. I cannot lecture to it, but luckily a lot of the students like to come, so that was good. But I don't know what I would do if I had to lecture to an empty classroom. It's like doing stand-up. No one's out there laughing or whatever, that stinks. You know, if they're sitting there on the computer or looking at Pornhub or whatever. But, you know, how is a college supposed to survive? You know, with all these new restrictions, with students going, I'm not going to pay $50,000 a year plus parking fees and student services and all that if I'm going to be forced online. Well, it turns out San Francisco State and other Cal State universities are going to stay online this fall. They might not reopen to students. Timothy White, chancellor of the 23-campus California State University System, announced Tuesday that Cal State schools will offer nearly all instruction online for the fall term, given the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. I don't think they'll be dropping the price, though. Shortly after the declaration, San Francisco State President Lynn Mahoney sent an email to the campus community confirming that the school will continue with predominantly remote instruction through the fall semester. They said, I know many universities are waiting until mid-June to make announcements about fall, but I've heard from too many anxious to plan for fall to delay making a decision. With the health of our students and employees uppermost in my mind, I have made the very hard decision to continue with predominantly remote instruction. We hope to be able to grant exceptions for a very small number of courses that require specialized in-learning experiences and are necessary for student degree programs. Okay, I was a bio major. You had to do labs. You had to have lab partners. You had to do dissections. In chemistry, you had to do your chemistry experiments. You had to use lab, which is why my classes were expensive, because I paid for lab. So I am kind of interested to see how they're going to do that. They say, we hope to be able to grant exceptions for the small number of courses that need face-to-face instruction. Mahoney reached her decision after speaking with hundreds of students, faculty, and staff. Almost all of them asked about the school's plan for the fall semester as they sought stability amid unimaginable uncertainty. It really is a fog for everybody. Whether you have to decide what you want to do for your life, you know, in terms of a job or a career, or, you know, it's, or whether, you know, you're in a, you know, business like mine, you just can't picture what, you know, where you're going to be in 5 years. You just can't. So the email to the students included no indication that San Francisco State plans to offer tuition reduction, despite the decision to stick with online instruction. Few schools gave students a refund this spring after moving classes online in mid-March. Now there's been a flurry of class action lawsuits. UC Berkeley officials in a message to students last month made it clear that 2020-21 tuition will not be refunded in the event instruction occurs remotely for any part of the academic year. Okay, so what do the students say? Well, according to San Francisco Chronicle, one student, junior Samantha Lowry, said she hoped that the school would offer at least a partial refund. She's a photojournalism major. She didn't expect a full return on on-campus classes, but she figured there might be some middle ground. She said, "I'm surprised they stuck to online. When you don't have the technology they have at school, it's difficult to keep up." She said, "I'm surprised they didn't at least implement hybrid classes." See, I gotta tell you, this generation, they do speak up. And I know in every generation, you know, you would have, you know, protesters and, you know, students. And, you know, students love to be very, there's something about the younger generation, not the younger generation per se, but younger people, where, you know, they become an adult and they're like, "I'm gonna make my place. You know, I'm going to make this country different. I'm going to, you know," for me, I went to medical school. I didn't really get very politically active. I mean, I wanted to, but I was like, you know what? I'm going to become a doctor and I'm going to save lives and, you know, I'm going to help people out. And then came Obamacare. And so that ended my story. But then I still do medicine. But what's going to be very, very interesting is, are you getting the education you need online? You know, we have medical students that have had to do online learning. And I got to tell you, before the change, a lot of schools were already doing online. I had visited a university that had done video instruction where it was one teacher and they would replay the video each year to the students. So a lot of them didn't even have teacher access anyway. I mean, it's a shame. You know, I mean, when I taught, it was like, guys, okay, you know, after class, if you need to speak to me, I would be there till 7, 8 o'clock at night sometimes talking to students. I mean, I needed them to learn the material. I needed them to understand. I needed them to, you know, whatever, air any frustration they had about things. It's so vital to have that one-on-one contact. But I gotta be honest, the average student really did it. You know, they'd watch their classes online at home, or they do a lot of online instruction. So it's doable, not for the sciences, you know, or the arts, but I mean, it is essentially doable if they have to. 1-877-DOC-BELLY.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad, you'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DLT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
As a bald man, on a per follicle basis, haircuts usually aren't a great value to me. But at Supercuts, I can have an experienced stylist recommend the perfect cut for an affordable price, even if my options are limited. And while my hair-to-dollar ratio is good, yours is off the charts. Because Supercuts won't just cut your hair. They'll obsess over it until you look amazing. Then finish with a hot towel refresher to top it all off. And from my personal bald perspective, that's what I call hair rich. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, The Dr. Dolly Show. So, you know, a lot of us are kind of scratching our heads when it comes to why we're letting inmates out of prison. And we talked about this yesterday when there was a bunch of inmates who tried to share a mask and share a drink so they could get coronavirus and get released. And again, it's because the prison system has to maintain safety of their inmates. You can't confine somebody and then force them to get sick, even though we did that with the Diamond Princess, where we forced people to stay on the ship and then they got sick. Prison system can't do that. So the prison system has to have a means to separate people or allow them to get better. Since they don't, because prisons are overcrowded, they send you home. Now, they're not supposed to be early release. Now, the early release is supposed to be those who are already on their last month. But we're being told that it's not just people on their last 30 days. It's people serving early into a 7.5-year sentence, i.e. Paul Manafort. So Paul Manafort is 71 years old. He's serving a 7-year prison sentence in Loretto, Pennsylvania. He has been released to go home. Home confinement. And he's going to get to serve the remainder of his 6 years at home. That sounds nice. That sounds nice. His lawyers last month wrote to the Bureau of Prisons asking for his release. They say his age and his pre-existing health conditions put him at risk. They're right. They are right. They said there have not been any cases of COVID-19 reported at the prison. Michael Cohen will be released for home confinement at the end of May. Roger Stone had his sentencing postponed for 30 days. Michael Avenatti, Stormy Daniels' former lawyer, has also been released. But, what does this mean? I mean, what is home confinement? Well, Manafort has several properties. He's got a place in Alexandria, Virginia. He's got a home in Palm Beach. So my guess is it's probably going to be the closest one to Pennsylvania. From what I understand, probably he has limitations when it comes to cell phones and things like that. I don't know how the home arrest is done in terms of, do you have a guard there? I mean, that's got to be pretty expensive. If, rather than having inmates in one area with a few guards, do you have to now have a guard with them at home at all times? Also, how do you protect somebody who's released from prison? So let's say somebody has enemies and they're involved in the mafia or whatever. I'm saying hypothetically. See, jail offers a little bit of protection. So, as long as you want to be naive about it. Okay. I understand Epstein didn't really have much protection. Jail wasn't the safest place for him. However, you still at least have guards. You have a little bit of protection. You're at home and everybody knows you're at home. Somebody wants to get you, they can get you, Roger Stone, the president's former advisor, who's 67 years old, has had his sentencing on charges, including lying to Congress, witness tampering. His has been delayed for 30 days. The concept of if you're in jail and we could release you because of coronavirus starts to dilute the concept of confinement and imprisonment. If you do something bad, you rape somebody, you steal, you kill, even though we're being told those aren't the ones to be released, from what I understand, sex offenders have been released. And then you get a sentence. And that judge says you're in jail for X amount of time. We might be able to do early release based on parole, but this is your minimum sentence. That's supposed to be law. Your sentencing should be very similar to law. But when we hear it's negotiable, and if there is a virus that might kill you, might not, all that gets thrown out the door, thrown out the window, you start to wonder how serious people are going to be when it comes to petty thefts, misdemeanors, DUIs. People might think, look, there's not enough room in the jail for a DUI. A DUI was just kind of a one-time thing. It's not like I, killed anybody or whatever. I, got caught drinking. So probably when I'm sober, and if I can prove to them I'll stay sober, I'll get out of jail. I don't think you're going to have as many people fear breaking the law and what happens under this new coronavirus landscape that we have. Home arrest is kind of what we're already on. We're already on basically home arrest. Maybe he can't watch Netflix. Maybe he can't be on the computer. Maybe he can't do a TikTok video of him twerking. But I don't know if that's going to change. You know, I mean, people do crimes, and the average person that commits a crime isn't really worried about jail. You know, when you look at the mind of a criminal, you know, a true criminal, a lot of them have mental illness. Those of us without mental illness will go, you know what, it's not worth going to jail. I hate that person. That person is a thorn in my side. That person keeps trying to ruin me. But you know what, if I kill him, I'm in jail the rest of my life. So the average person who is sane that thinks about it says, you know what, it just doesn't make sense. My being in jail does not, it just doesn't make sense. Yet in the mind of a criminal, they don't think like that. They think it'll won't happen to me. Or they think it's not a crime. It's justified. That person got what they deserved. That's above the law. So my worry is for the same people that go, okay, you know what, look, maybe I could just get away with it, or you know what, maybe I won't get caught, or maybe I... Those are the ones who I think are going to look differently, going, okay, you know what, I think I'm going to be okay. I think I'm going to be fine. And I know people think like this. I can't tell you how many teenagers I've talked to about, you know, who've been sexually active, and I'll ask them, okay, what's your plan? They go, my plan for what? Well, if you get pregnant. Well, I won't get pregnant. I go, well, you're having sex. Why won't you get pregnant? Well, I'll wear a condom. I'll make sure we do it when we're on our period. Or I like, just, you know, condoms break, you know. What is your plan if you get pregnant? Oh, well, then I'll just have an abortion. That's not a plan. Are you going to start birth control? Are you going to, you know, inspect the condom? Are you going to, are you going to be responsible? You know, if you're going to decide to have sex, it's kind of a grown-up thing to do, then you're going to have to, you know, think like a grown-up. You're going to have to be more responsible. And so when people think, well, there's an out, they become more careless. You know, we had a huge rise in STDs. We don't know if it was because of Tinder and easy hookups. And we don't know if it's because, well, you know, there's Zithromax. I got a call the other day, patient going, yeah, I think my boyfriend gave me chlamydia. Can I have my zithromycin? Well, no, you need to be tested for STDs. We need to make sure there's, nothing else going on. We need to report to the health department. You know, you need to contact your... It's not just about just taking a pill and getting your medication. So when people think there's an out or there's an easy fix, they're less likely to be responsible. Well, if I get pregnant, I'll just have an abortion. Well, what if abortion services are harder to get? You know, I didn't think about that. I mean, you know, what if you start to bond with that pregnancy? What if, I am a little nervous about this whole, you know, release idea. But I get it. It makes sense. You know, you don't want people dying while in jail. 1-877 Doc Valley.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than 2 decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. $1 billion businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.